Samet Hes, Zayin Hes, and Beis.
I call Potter min Asukah min Yitzim Yisham and Mekabel of Schar. If somebody has Potter min Asukah and doesn't leave, not only doesn't he get Schar, and Ela Hedyotis. He's somebody who's considered a Hedyot. Shumi Zan Kabel Chomer Zami Shem, Reitz Lachman Bishad and Gishamim, Leich Asukah, Levarach Shem, Hamuit Zbukzeish of Sukah, Chalach Habayis, I brought the talash yochus from the sukkah chilas keva. Koshkin, somebody goes make a bracha. That's something which is not a besedded ticket thing to do. Yeah. Now, Shaz Mufashim, all very busy with like, what's the gather of this gather? Kalpatim and Dabba. So they sit the head yet. Someone wants to be machmir. You sit the head yet. We find many times that people have a lot of chumras and they look at somebody's machmirs. Hariz and Meshubach, it's a good thing to be machmir. Our simon alone, we say that the betzim drinking does not need the sukkah. If somebody, Gemara brings down, somebody's machmir al atzmoi, it's a reza Meshubach, it's something which is good to do. So, Shayaz, what's going to be the gather? When do you say the person's a hedit? When do you say the person is considered something which is a good thing to do? We find Nashim Apater from it says my grandma, the machmir to go ahead and do it. So, why don't we say, why do I have to be machmir al chayra? That's something which the patim and a davar is finik a hedyot. Suma is patim and a mitzvah. Rabbi Yisa says, originally he's so excited he's patim and a mitzvah. Why? He can do b'tarani mitzvah v'yaisa. And they told him, no, godom mitzvah v'yaisa, yaisa m'mishen mitzvah v'yaisa. But we see from there that avada, he was patim and he was doing it. He thought he's even better that he's offering to do it. They came along to him to know when somebody has a tzivoy, there's more of a skhan than any mitzvah v'yaisa. So shahad, what's going to be the gedit? So Namban and Kedushin Lamed Aleph, also the ritva over there, they wouldn't say a gedit like this. That this is Yishalmi and Brachas. This is the end of the second parak, which doesn't stem so well with our sugya a little bit. But Yishalmi and Brachas is discussing a different case. Let's say the lach is that somebody starts eating a suda, the lach is not supposed to stop davening mincha. If you start better, or if you once you started already, the lach is you don't stop.
Which case?
You start eating mincha. You start eating a suda, the behetar, let's say. Now, no, regular. Today, start eating behetar, and that's mincha time. You want to go ahead and stop to go ahead and daven mincha. Chasson's pater me and kriyash malayla rishayna. Unless you want to go ahead and do it. So the Yishalmi over there, at the end of the second parak, shtelts with this call up that somebody when I was eating, stopped the daven mincha, and the Amarov told him that you're headed. What are you doing? You're pater minadavi, you're headed. What are you stopping? You're pater from, you're pater right now from eating, from daven mincha, since you're in the middle of eating. So if you go ahead and stop now, not only is not a maila, you're get the pleasant title of being called a hedyot. So, fact the ritva and the ramban. So, what's the chilek between the isha and mitzvah yisa, or a suma part of the mitzvah that we say it's okay? Mashen, can we find that over here? It's called your hedyot. So, the ritva and the ramban want to say I get it like this. They want to say that yesh a chilek between a mitzvah which is a mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants people to do mitzvahs. Certain people are not mechuyev to do this mitzvah. Isha is not mechuyev to do mitzvahs. My grandma. Right, so even a guy, is not mechuyev to do mitzvahs. So if it's a mitzvah, which there is a mitzvah, the sibis of mitzvahs here, just your person who's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, if you go ahead and volunteer to go ahead and do the mitzvah, so then that's something which is a good thing to go ahead and to do. But if there's a mitzvah which is a sibis of Torah from the mitzvah, somebody is starting eating behetar, so no one's chayev. Every single person who is eating behetar, there's no mitzvah to go dab mincha. Not some people chayev, some people are pater. Because no one in this matzav is going to be chayiv in this mitzvah. Chassan. Anybody who's a chassan is going to be potter. It's not pshat that this mitzvah, that there's, it's the same exact mitzvah, just men are chayiv, ladies are potter. If it's the same exact mitzvah, men are chayiv, ladies are potter, just because you are a person who's not in that chiyuv, so you want to put yourself in that chiyuv, that's a good thing, right? So even a guy does a mitzvah, kabbal schar, in Shinglashan over there. Mashen Kain, something like a chassan potter lad rishayna, or we're talking about somebody's eisik behetar, and he started behetar. So anybody in that matzah is putter from davening. If you go ahead and be machmer, so then you'll go ahead and be machmer, so then you're going to be considered a hedyot. How they're going to our suga? So when it's raining, if you go ahead and do it, so every single person in this matzah, when you're mitzvah, there's no chiv. So if you go ahead and be machmer, so then that'll be considered a... What? Chizai is a little bit hard, is a little much more harder in that gather, but hold on a second. Okay, that's the mahalach of the ritva over there. The goyin.
Similar to the Avi Ezri over there with the
different type of mitzvah, like we said about like the Batesa?
The going in Brachas prayer and going in the Mishnah with Beishamai Beisil. I'm going to examine that Machlokes Beishamai Beisil, and we're discusses if you're machlokes Beishamai, whether it's a good thing to do, not a good thing to do. So the going is the same question: when you call the hedyot, and when do we say it's good to go ahead and to be machmer? So the gedder of the going is, he says, that similar to what the Berlacha goes, that if the reason why you're potter is because it's a tircha. It's a terech for you to go ahead and do the mitzvah. Beishamai is b'chayiv more. The Gemara brings down that if you eat a suda, you b'chayiv to, and you forgot you didn't bench. So b'chayiv b'shamai b'sil, you have to go back and bench. You have to go back to the place where you ate. You ate at home, and then you went to yeshiva. You have to go back home to go ahead and bench, or you go ahead bench over here. It's more brings down, somebody's machmer, went back to bench, and he found the whole thing of golden coins. So the guy says, yesh echalik, whether if the reason why you're potter just because we're not mechayiv with tircha. Like Beishamai this says, go back. Beisil says, you're not mechayiv to go back. So if you go ahead and be machmer, so that's okay, and that's a good thing to do. If you have a sibus aptur while you're potter, Beishamai is like, it's raining on sukkahs, Beishamai is, you're potter, it's not because of tircha, it's not teshen kedur, it's not like that's a chafsad mitzvah. Then, b'chayi gavna, over there, that's where we say a person is called a hedyot, and there would be no Indian for one to go ahead and do it.
What was
their tariff on that? What do you say? So he's saying, if the Pshat is basically just, I'm a you to do it, then it's okay. So he's saying, the Pshat is, it's not Pshat, it's not a chayiv. That's the Vikuach. No reason to do it. Pshat for Kavecha. No reason to do it. Like, the Belacha goes more with the Mahalach that, Dafko, when you put the base of Yeshiva, go in Star, Kedoyma, or Prat, Peksham, and Kivin Shem Shevch, is Kais upon him. Takash Bokos, who does want the mitzvah. Ainz Adar Charetz. Amisha, Potter mishum tircha lakser l'sukkah, k'in paskush k'sham b'layla yishpen said sudasai. Over there yishle kibbutz charlov legarsha samayim l'sukkah. Koskin over here, they get the mitzvah. Koskin zay, you get the mitzvah chachilei. That the Belacha goes more along the lines that it depends. If the pshat is a person's mitzvah, so therefore there's a tzad iser. There's a negative in terms of eating in the sukkah. Being that there's a negative to eating in the sukkah. So therefore, that's the only time we say your pater. Mashenkein, if there's no mitzvah, there's no negative in the sukkah, then about the chaygavna, a person would have an Indian to go ahead and do it. Now the Berachah does not shtim so with the Yishami. That's a little bit bothering me. Yishami talking, which says the person is in the middle of eating, and he stops to go ahead to daven mincha. He went ahead and called him hedyot. Over there, what's this? There's no mitzvah. Berachah is like a very local sugya over here. It's only when you mitzvah is ha'amach sugya shamim. So then we say that it's a chesaron. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be a lot of, always be machmer, unless it's a negative. What's the negative? Negative is you mean star. It's a bit of simple. Like, you know, as you can machmer every single case. Besides, let's say you have a headache, not to take a Tylenol on Shabbos. So if you have a real headache, so if you machmer not to take a Tylenol on Shabbos, you're doing bit of mitzvah on Shabbos. That's the place you're not machmer. But any other case across the board, the Berlach is very happy for you to go ahead and be machmer. And chumras b'yisrael would be a good thing. So the Yishami doesn't sound so much like that. Yishami says by the case of a chasen light of Yishayna, or he says by the case of a person in davening mincha, says a person stops his suda, definitely doesn't sound like the pashas, doesn't sound like the beralach. Come on.
Start to stop the suda.
What do you say?
Start,
what's wrong with that? You live your for mrs. It's a time for me to fast Yom Kippur. It's a time for me not to work on Shabbos. It's not like, what's the problem over there? Over here, it's built a mitzvah and gantav, the beralach writes. Basically, the question basically, when do we say your putter, it's good, and when do we say it's bad? Mahalach of the Berlach is dafkif, there's a tzar. The Mahalach of the Ritva seems to be, depends whether it's a mitzvah which other people mechuyivin, then we say it's a good thing to be machmer, like Suma, Isha. I'm saying that other people are not mechuyivin, there wouldn't be such an Indian.
If anybody would be a Suma, they also
not. What do you say?
If anybody would be a Suma,
no, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this mitzvah. Tarets is, this mitzvah is something which is good to go ahead and to be done. Elamai, certain categories of people are potter. So if you're marking yourself into the chiyuv, you're doing the same maisa mitzvah. You're doing the same maisa as everyone else. No, it's like you're doing the same maisa as everyone else. Just you're doing the same maisa as everyone else. Just you happens to be somebody who is a suma. Chassid is in the kuda, maybe you can concentrate. You know, there is the aspect. Come to Berlach is dafkiv even star. That's where the Berlach wants to go. The Yishami sounds like a different gather. The way the Birkei Yosef goes in the Yishami and Shin Lama Gimel Yardei says that goes with this gather. Dafka somebody who is go more like Ritter and Ban. The Dafka somebody who is a sug mensch then you can machsof edechia, machin give you vesibus abtur, then one should not go ahead and do it. And the goyin goes more tercha versus not tercha. I'll go on a vidishvi, if a person is maisa mitzar, a person is supposed to go ahead and leave the sukkah. Now it's yidua that kama chasidus by the chasidim, that even when it's raining and it's pouring, kama chasidus the rabbis, they stayed in the sukkah and they fear tish in the sukkah. So they asked the devichayim, l'chayim, what are you doing? You're considered a hedyot for doing such a thing. So devichayim said, I'd rather be a hedyot in the sukkah than be out of the sukkah. That's what he wanted to say. What did you say? Okay, so one second. So now, let's just first go. Let's go with the negative side, then we'll go to the positive side. The negative side is single one you're starting, and one is Mistar Manadava, you call the head. Fine, that was just discussing this about. The Adeneza is a Shana, Tafsam of Zion Oizvav. Why isn't this about Taysif? That you're being Moisif on a mitzvah. We're going to find out you're Moisif on a mitzvah. So, why won't we say that there's a ghetto over here about Taysif? If somebody goes, sits in the sukkah, what? So he says that the Avinezer is a cash is not a cash. The Baltes is only when you have tefillin, four pashias, you put in a fifth pashia, muisif ala mitzvah. To do a mitzvah which has no sheikhas to being a mitzvah, that's not called Baltes. If I make up a new mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to hap with, you should hap on Tuesdays. So that's not called Baltes. It's nishkin mitzvah. So Zakt Avinezer is only when you muisif ala mitzvah over here, when it's raining, there is no hisof ala mitzvah. Therefore, it's not going to be an issue. Next issue is the famous Einig Yontav. The Yontav says that the Gemara brings down, it's Chal Shem Shivayim al Sukkah. That's Minayin Sha'atze Sukkah Oslahen is called Shiva. There's Isser to be Nena from the Sukkah all of Sukkahs. Why the Gemara brings down, it's Chal Shem Shivayim al Sukkah. And there's Isser to go to be Nena from the Sukkah. So the fact that in Yontav, whenever it's raining and a person stays in the Sukkah, why is it just say you're called the head yet? You say it's Isser Gomer. You're not going to be Nena from the Sukkah. It's bishlam when you're doing mitzvah shiva sukkah, say you're doing the mitzvah. But when you're not doing a b'tor mitzvah, the Gemara says the chorus should be osur to be nena from the sukkah, because being that it's not a zman mitzvah, so you're not doing anything. You're just stamsing the mitzvah, shul shem mitzvah, and atzei shem and tzchal shem shem al sukkah, and therefore he says it should be osur for one to stay in the sukkah, not just a hedyot, it should be a isser. And the Shmoyis is just called a hedyot. It doesn't say that you're a Rasha. It doesn't say that's going to... That I'm in getting somewhat not as wet, because I have schach. And when... Well, it's better than outside, right? What do you say? Having some type of benefit you're having from it.
According to Abzira, that's the
only thing. So Nagandu wants to say, maybe, once maybe Terlin Dil Machri Asharis. Just like Big Day Kuna, Nitin Lahenis Bam, so it's over here. Even Shlevi Shas Avoida, because turning to Machri Asharis. Maybe that's the Psha, why not Mukhiv to go ahead and run out of the Sukkah. Okay, Rabbi wants to say a verse like this. Rabbi wants to say in Kovit Shirim that Fakarit. When it's raining, so Psha is that. When it's raining in the sukkah, zukkah v'chanim, pshat is nishkin sukkah. There's a duke of Yerushalayim like that. The pshat is, when the matzav is a matzav of mitzar, the pshat is that it's not a sukkah at that point. So all isser is to be nenam in a sukkah. Zukkah v'chanim, b'shat's when it's raining, pshat is nishkin sukkah. So being nishkin sukkah, so it's not going to be any isser.
What?
When it's a matzah mitzvah, the pshat is it's a p'tur on the gavra. I've had the sukkah as a sukkah, just the gavra doesn't have a chiyuv to go into the sukkah, tishah gain to duru. Or it's an etzim chepsa of the sukkah, that a sukkah which is not roi for yeshiva is nishkan sukkah. But Chana would say it's nishkan sukkah. And therefore, once not sukkah, so this is be nenam in a sukkah. Right now, it's not considered a sukkah. I can't differ about
that. After rain, tassel lemon.
No, because the tassel lemon is never like that. It doesn't work like that. It's a tassel lemon. Tassel lemon is always in the original asiya. Whatever. It's not enough now. Agapanim. The more partial to the mahalik is that kapi etzem iser be nena from sukkah. People say it's called chashe shemaim. It's called mitzvah sukkah. It's in veran the taz. Mishmur goes like this more. Tafresh lamaches. Those you remember. Back in the day, a couple years ago, when we did it, that the Isser of being Nenem in a Sukkah is only when you're Mevatam in Mitzvasa. You're taking it down from Mitzvasa. You're ruining the attachments of the Sukkah. You take down the Schach in order to use it. You take off the decorations to use it. But if you're not being Nenem, if you're not being Mevatam from its Shemesh, you're not changing a shemesh. Not being matam with shemesh. So bechay gavin, there is no iser to being is no iser being nana from a sukkah. It's only when there's a bittul tashmish. That's a very common mistake. Everyone thinks your decorations fell on sukkahs is a muksa. I think everyone thinks it's muksa. Cholamay, they think it's muksa, right? So it's not muksa on cholamay. No such thing. There's such kinds of muksa on cholamay. There's something called the decorations. Maybe a huksel mitzvah that you can't take it down to use it for shemesh acher. And it's miuchid for mitzvase, but it's not muksa that you can't move it. It's not what it is. It's huksa mitzvase.
Even on yontif.
Pashas, yeah, what?
Even on
yontif itself. Yontif is muksa because since it's mitzvase, I couldn't move around because huksa mitzvase. Therefore, it stays muksa. But vatal chalmoy is not called muksa. Huksa mitzvase. So huksa mitzvase is only when mevatal it's shemesh. Therefore, what was the kash? The kash is when it's raining, I am being nana from the sukkah. It's chashim shem sukkah. Torah says no iser being nana from the sukkah. This is mevatal. It's tashmish to sukkah. Tashmish to adir of the sukkah. You take the sukkah down in order to use it for I don't know what. That's what it means chashim shem sukkah. Stam is being nana from it's not going to be found. Kitzah just chaz over. The kasha was the mashmoish is your headed, not that's iser. What happened to the iser of chashim shem sukkah? So then Yontif says turn into the machay shabbos. Once you're sitting there and it rains, now we have to run out. Outside, you just call the headed. The halacha of a chonin is this nishken sukkah. The whole list is we never from a sukkah over here. It's not a sukkah. It's not just turning the gav. It's not a sukkah. And the third halach was the halach of the taz that the mishmur goes like this. More the only iser is mivato mitzvasei. If it's not mivato mitzvasei, then it's not going to be a problem. Akapanim, mavina shvid. We said before that the chassid is the sach chassid. The rabbis they stay in the sukkah even though it's raining. So they asked the rechaim, I will have your headyet. So you'd rather be headed with the you'd rather be headyet with David Melech Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Than to be in his house, not in the sukkah. Chuvas Marshag. Simon. On this paper. I think it's Aleph Lametes. I think it was. I think it's Aleph Lametes, but he wants to say that he even saw some people stay in the sukkah and make a bracha when it was raining. What? Yeah. Which this is like. That's actually very traumatic, right? Shmuel writes, Bracha Levatala, it's a terrible thing to do. Shachur brings down somebody who stays in the sukkah, like a chashat shaita, like what are you doing? So he says a mahalach, the mashah goes like this, and some others, Mechaz Eloza, they go mahalach, one line to the side is that, what's the reason why it's raining on Pater in a sukkah? Why am I Pater? Because I'm a star. What's the hetah of being a mitzvah? A mitzvah is a mitzvah. If a person's a mitzvah in the sukkah, and he goes somewhere else, he won't be a mitzvah, that's going to be a hetah. Somebody who's going to star in Manashach wherever you are, so then there's no Patur Mitzvah. Mitzvah is only, I don't stay in the place of Mitzvah, I go to the place of not Mitzvah. So being that there was so much star to leave the Sukkah, and star of leaving the Sukkah is more than just the rain, therefore they held that they're not considered Mitzvah. They, for them to leave the Sukkah, is like they just lost $1 million. Like, whoa, this is like traumatic. This is depressing. This is like, doesn't get worse than this, right?
This is real therapy.
This is like, you know, take the worst thing every day in your life and multiply by 50, okay? The worst guilty. So, like, for them to leave the sukkah was like, whoa. So, being that for them to leave the sukkah, more mitzvah than staying in the sukkah, therefore, they're not being mitzvah staying in the sukkah. For carrot, it's less of a tzar being in the sukkah, and therefore, they only keep making a bracha in that type of matzah.
Let's say the Rabbanan by a mikvah,
if there was a
chatzitza, so because of the
tzar
of turning
the
right? Because of the
fader. That's always a famous question. Yeah, that's a very famous question. But, you hear it? It's a kitzah of vatsa v'zayin, so what's going to be? What? It's a kitzah if you fish. It's a bracha v'atala, and like Mr. says, it's a bracha v'atala, and nothing to talk about. Huh? We have feelings of mitzvahs, but our mitzvahs are much more governed. To be emes, so you really, really is amit star. If you're not really is amit star, leave the sukkah. So then avad, you can't do such a thing. It's only via Baal Madriga, who has against the hegish. You know, it's, yeah. You're in the sukkah with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's what it's going to be.
Also?
What?
You sleep there also?
When it rains?
Yeah.
Yeah. Al-Kapan? Yeah, I think so. They still do whatever. I don't know, like, when Yerdu Geshamim Al Yivait Vietze, you should go Kenichna, Kevishim Lakhs Rabbi Yishap Alpanov. It's Kilakash Wachu is throwing rain at us and saying he doesn't want our mitzvahs, and it's not a pleasant experience. Now, the question is, when does that apply, this thing, Kesh, but when is rain considered Summa Klala? Bechag, when is it considered Simcha Lebechag? So we mentioned last time that the Ritva in Tanis Labez on Mebez, I think Mark brings down that why she mentioned, Mark discussed it when you start mentioning Geshamim. The things of Lezav Yeshua says, Halo Geshem Bechag Simen Klolo. It says Geshem and Chag is considered Simen Klolo. So Lama Hu Masker, why are you going to be Masker? So Ritva says, Mikan, the Mashmoy says, Geshem Bechag is a Simen Klolo, that the whole Sukkot, all 7 days, is considered a Simen Klolo, and the whole time is considered a Simen Klolo. The Rambam, Parish Mishnah, on the end says that Geshem Bechag Betchilas HaChag is considered a Simen Klolo. The Mashmoy Rambam is only on the first day. Mashenkin, the rest of the time, is not going to be considered a Simen Klolo. Mentioned B'kri Yaakov, says, once say, what's the Sajda Machlikas? He wants to say that Kavis Talian. What's the luck on the first night? If it's raining outside, you have to go sin the Sukkah. So if the Peshad is, you have to go sin the Sukkah even when it's raining, so then why is it Simen Klolo? The fact that it's challenging, the fact that it's a little more harder, it's okay, you get more mitzvahs. You know, the fact when there's a challenge, is probably a Simen that the Yitzhar is, wherever something's good, if Yitzhar fights you, you have to try even harder. So the fact that it's raining, a little bit of struggle, you have to wait around, and or you have to eating in the rain, okay, that's a great thing. So he says that the only shittas hold that's going to be the shittas will hold that yimchiv is sitting on the manashach on Laila Rishon, even when you're a mitzvah. The hechrich they hold that yimchiv that it's not a simon kol the first night; it's only a simon kol the rest of the time. The shittas holds your potter. Then we can say that's considered a simon kol. The fact that Akash Baruch Hu is saying, "I don't want your mitzvah; you can't do the mitzvah; you potter for the mitzvah, and we don't want your avodah." And the Mishmur himself is not so much Mechalik. It sounds like the Stomi Sadavar sound like from the Stomi Sadavar, you seem to think that the whole time is considered a Simen Klala. Now the Shaila is, where is it considered a Simen Klala? So is it everywhere, some places where it rains anyhow, is that considered a Simen Klala or not? You could say that what? That whenever, you know, just because it's a rainy season, well, maybe on Sukkot it shouldn't rain. What? It may not get rain. So, or you could say, no, it's only a Simen Klala if it's like a kick in the face, like boom. Like, you know, it's something which is abnormal to happen now. Goes and it happens, so then that's considered Simen Klolo. Mashenkein, if it's the normal time to rain, so maybe that's not considered so much of a klolo. What's nafkamina? Nafkamina is tshuva, right? Hey, whether it's so the Bikur Yaakov Afanart says that it's only Simen Klolo if it wasn't raining beforehand. If it was raining beforehand, it was raining before Sukkot, and this is Zman Geshamim, he says that's not considered Simen Klolo, it's only when it's an abnormal thing that's going to be considered a Simen Klolo. The Shulchan Siv Katan Chapa, as parenthesis, says, Dafka Eretz Yisrael. He writes that Dafka Eretz Yisrael is going to be considered a Simen Klolo. Eretz Yisrael is the place where Kesh Baruch Hu's, and Kesh Baruch Hu's special Ashkacha Pratis, Dafka Eretz Yisrael will be an issue, and Shenki in other places, you would not have the issue of it being a Simen Klolo. Akabon, but again, the Lachis, in terms of when a person sits in mitzvah, when the rain goes down. So there's a chilek in eating and sleeping. We started last time, we'll pass over quickly and move on to the base. Benegeya, eating, the halacha was, is considered a tzar. When is it considered a tzar? The point that the gather is that Mayor Sam with the finest, we share the chasuda, tipushim, yipul, techatavshi, pasal, fitavshapul, the tavshapul will go ahead and get spoiled. What's a tavash apol? It's a min which is a scalp mehira. A little bit of water ruins it. Already that's considered mitzvah, and you're going to be potter from eating in the sukkah in that type of situation. Now, that's one example of mitzvah. We're going to see in Tafresh Mem a lot of different types of mitzvahs. Anything mitzvah is really potter in a sukkah, and we'll see more of arichas, what exactly the gather of mitzvah, what exactly the gather of mitzvah is going to be. We're going to discuss if things are falling into the sukkah, kismet are falling into the sukkah, it is mitzvah, it's not mitzvah, depending how much. And whenever somebody's mitzvah, then the halacha is going to be part of his sukkah. The gather of mitzvah, we said the gather from the Shalavram, Shalavram, the gather of mitzvah is you have two houses, a fancier house and a shvacher house. But you leave the fancier house to go to the shvacher house, that'll be a gather if you're not sure in terms of, that'll be the gather if you're not sure. Mishani, Yodea, if you had to go to Kach, Yotzim Sukkos Asay Gamkin. You go also, go also. Now somebody goes inside and he went to his house. So the Chayav is able to go back to the Sukkah or not. So the Chayav brings down Sevav. Oichel b'sukkah yodek shamim, v'alchel b'beis b'sukkah shamim, eim b'chayav z'lach l'beisay, ad shing b'sukkah shamim, and I'm b'chayav to go back. What does it mean, oichel? So the Mishra's discussion is it, the Levush says, Dafik, if you started eating. If you just set up the table and you sat down, that's not enough. Rashi says, even if you sit down, that's enough. Chei mashlosh in a braisa. Kabon and posuk kum shiyosha, mashi fi rashi, mechui v'lachso v'sukkah, kazei rabbit, tzapha finim. Seems to me like the bracha goes that if it's before you start, you brought everything in, you didn't sit down to eat, then the lach is you have to go ahead and go back outside. You set everything up, and you're sitting down, you're about to make kiddush, and you're sitting down to eat, so then the lach is, then you're not mechuyev to, go back. Why are you potter? Are you a hadid? Definitely not a hadid, because Vaiter, what's the reason why you're potter over here when you came into the house? What's the secret of your potter? The Kriyakov says the reason why you're potter is it's not raining now. So what's the reason why you're potter? So Kriyakov went to say it's a teisha came to do with the kavart. The pshat is not normal for a person to matriach once you're sitting down. So the person doesn't switch places in the middle. But if another person goes and wants to be machmer about that, be a very praiseworthy thing in that type of situation. Now, you have to stop. That's not a heter. That doesn't make sense. You have no right to be there. Yeah, Mashiach brings down if you have a shlak, and let's say you're middle eating sukkah, and it rains, you put up the shlak, and then in the middle of it stops raining. In Shartin Ayin Ches says, even you have to like climb up on top of the schach to take off the schach, he says, Avad Yechuv to do it. It's not considered Hefsuch Dosei, and therefore you have to go ahead and do it. So that's all copy eating. When the gay is sleeping, it says if you're sleeping, even a mashu or rain already, that's considered a star, and therefore you're not Mechuv to go back if it's a mashu or rain. Yeah, so Shaila is, let's say it started raining, and you went inside. Now Shaila is, at what point is a person mechuyev to go back outside if it stopped raining? So Chaim brings down. Yashin v'alei gisham v'alei mechsel v'chabesu, pasuk gisham, eim atchich v'nasei lachzal esukah, kol esei laila. Yashin v'esi, atchiach semen ha-shachar. If you're sleeping, you're not mechuyev to get up, you can stay there until halos. So Mishra brings down a couple of cases. If you just went inside, you didn't lie down with the lacha, if you just went inside, kipshutai, you have to go back. But you didn't lie down. If a person's lying down, so that's case number two. So Mishra brings down that. No, if he didn't lie down, he brings down. First he says yachzor sukkah. Say if a big yeshu and a mistopping b'zeh. It's mistopping. But I would say I think you have to be machmir. It's something d'risa. L'chari you have to be machmir and then go back. If a person was lying down, so in Sharsin Ayin Vavi brings down. The Prima Gadam says if you're lying down in pajamas, you're for sure okay. If you're lying down in clothes, so he brings in the Prima Gadam and says you don't have to get up. Machshak is a masupak. He says maybe the tercha is not such a getting up is not such a tercha. The chain the kriyakav mefakuk is that the kriyakav is mefakuk. What? What do you say? Oh, now it's like the Mr. Kiral. It's in our situation where if you have a sukkah on your marpeset and just mamash 2 seconds away, you have to just like roll over into bed. Over there, you won't have that heter. It's only with the tichy going outside, up, down, on top of the roof. Out to my press, what?
When Rabbi alarms, heter goes out to rain.
At 2 to 5 at night, it's on Yontiv, when we have to go out, right?
Has it rained?
On Cholam Moed, so then it just set off the alarm and under, whatever, I don't know, it's working.
You can get
around it. Now, once a person's sleeping, so kids are talking about the girls, the body is about the tichy, the star. If it's not such a big deal, let's say you wake up all the night and you're half sleeping, but you can just like, you have your bed outside, you have a bed inside, you can just roll into your bed outside. If I didn't have to go in and do it. The whole valid is a sug tercha, and in as much as not going to be a tercha, then the one would be mechuyev to go in and do it. Now, once a person's sleeping, so it says that once you're sleeping, this is very important, they're not mechuyev to go up the whole night, then it brings down, so you wake up and you get the Elisa Shachar. Once a person's sleeping, a person doesn't have to get woken up, and until Elisa Shachar, a person does not have to go ahead and get up. So the shaila is that, let's say you wake up at 6:30, open your eyes and see the sunlight, and you want to just roll over and go back to sleep, or the question is, are you allowed to be mamshich to go ahead and sleep or not? I think a chil thinks for sure, yeah, right?
Depends who you are.
What do you say?
Depends who you are, what time you wake up. You know?
The question is, what's the yisod of davar v'leis l'shach? You have to get up, and you have to wait till the list of shach. So Mr. Kraus wants to be machmer. What? So why is it no tzar?
No, it's tzar.
Because what the Vodolat Shashachi would say is, at night it's like creepy and it's dark and there's no electricity and it's spooky. And therefore, at night, therefore, you can be potter. But during the day, which a person could see, so why not just get up and go into the sukkah? So the lashon lavush is till alois is considered one shena. It's like one suit. Just like one suit. I'm going to go out. So the till alois is considered one shena. It's considered one thing. The lashon of the Eish Lavram Sivkatam Zayin. He says that. Even if you're up, he says you're still in bed, you're not really up. He says also, that's considered, for a person to get up, that's not really considered that you're up. And until a person's mamash gets up, that would not be considered, Eishal Avram, the Pachacha, that would not be considered. I saw Rav Avadia in Chazun Avadia, right, in the Sfardi place, I think it's Pesh Kupah. He says also, plus nowadays people sleep later. It's until the person's up, until normal for people to get up, and then you're sleeping until 9 o'clock, late there. But until it's a normal time, for people to get up, it's considered all one shena, and a person would not be mechuyev to get up. It's just because he opens his eyes, he would not be mechuyev to get up to go up to the sukkah. Not familiar with that. What do you say? Yeah. What's it considered that you're up? You know, it's like how much? Because what the gather is like, you sit it up. You know, it depends. Look, if you can, I think if you can wake up by going out to another bed and just punching the mitzvah, and if you know, if it's not a big deal for you, to do it. If you can be mitzvah, I think it's possible that a person does not have to do it. Now, but then you had some din shina in the sukkah. The Mar brings down a sevez that that's him. There's a chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah. Plus, eat in the sukkah, sleep in the sukkah. Mashin leigin lokel actually b'shina. Why nowadays we make on shina? We don't see in the sukkah. Only the medakting be mitzvahs. Only you guys the medakting be mitzvahs. Sichel, medakting mitzvahs sleep in the sukkah. What's the reason why? Some people say it gets very, very cold outside. It's freezing. Thinking that's freezing. That's the reason why we don't sleep in the sukkah b'zman hazeh. Which obviously that was a heter in Europe. We're not applying our tisrael. Reason number two is mitzvah sukkah is ish ubeisa ish v'ishtei k'dar shakal hashana. Person normally sleeps with his wife. Teshu kei tiduru. Makim she'ein lo yachal ishna mishtoi she'ein sukkim yichedes shu pater. Tev lach mishna mishtoi k'may shehu kal hashana. It's like the Rambam. The reason why we don't sleep in the sukkah is because the mitzvah sukkah is to be teshu kei tiduru. You normally sleep with your wife. Being that you normally sleep with your wife, therefore, if you're not able to sleep with your wife, then it's certain teshu kei tiduru, and therefore that's why they don't sleep in the sukkah. This is a vada. If you're able to sleep in your sukkah with your wife, you have a parasat, you have a porch or something where it's not a concern, it's nias, about that, that'll be the correct thing to go ahead and do. Now, this really come off of sugya erchon that based on the days. Without going too much into the sugya, it sounds like that's a havin the gemara that going points out. The maskan the gemara seems to say not like that. Therefore, the magavram going with say a different tarts. That about that would not be that. Some hetter al teshik came to do the delicious thing. And the had to be is that Zak the Maganavram, the Gain, the different schutz that since a person is mitzvah, then he can't sleep with his wife, being that he's mitzvah, so therefore that's the reason why you're potter. Zak the Gain of Kri Yaakov, that Kipshuta, the only mitzvah is when it's Zmanayna. If it's not Zmanayna, Kipshuta is not going to be Shatzatzar. Therefore, it's Zephyr, the Dr. Mishnah Berurah. Three times them, any mitzvah, conscientious lays my nine actually, and lift us from the sukkah. It's not going to be from the sukkah. Because it's not considered as man of tzar for you. The Taz says the third reason. Taz says because the mitzvah of simchas yontif, if you're smeich your wife, being able to smeich your wife, if you don't sleep in the sukkah, you're not sleeping with her. It's chesaron in the simchas of you're supposed to be smeich ishtoi, being that it's chesaron in the simchas ishtoi. Therefore, that's the reason why you're part of the sukkah. So this chaz over and go. Because the three reasons brought down, four reasons brought down why you're part of the sleeping. One is cold. That's irrelevant to us. Time number two is Teshu came to do you normally sleep with your wife. Come with the Sugan Erkin, the Goyim, my Gram Sikh, the Muskanik Mar is not like that, and it's a very Shver Ramah. Even Ramah says, better sleep with your wife in the Sukkah, bring it to the Sukkah. But it's a. Limitschus, yeah, not so happy about it. Pass the Hamminik Mar, it's not the Muskanik Mar, it's a Shver Raid. Taz says, Simchas is Sukkah Zantir, it's Mismaych your wife. And if you're not giving me the Sukkah, how are you even going in and being Mismaych your wife? And that Chayadim points out that what do you find is a mitzvah to Mismaych your wife? Chayadim. Nishrazadim. What do we find? Sukkah is the Mismeich, your wife, and Yantiv. It says, what do you have to do? Hadim Kayim, Sukkah's Yantiv? Okay, Nubagad. Where do we find this? It's like Sadi, the Mitzvah of Mismeich, and where do we find such things? That goes Bechal into the concept of it. The Malach of the Goin is that it's about a Mitzvah. That you Mitzvah not to be with your wife. Therefore, it's like the Mishnah Berurah, it's not as Man Oina, Vada. It would be considered. It's not as mine, you know. Then avada, you would be yes, you mukhiv to go in the sukkah because you're not going to be considered mistar. Kita wakalamayis. The mishmur is very pro sleeping in the sukkah, and even the Ramah sounds like someone who limud schos. And definitely, you guys belong in the sukkah. You're supposed to be sleeping in the sukkah. Why? What would be that or not to?
Why
would be that or not to? What? Do you sleep in the sukkah? Huh? Sleep in the
sukkah?
What? Sleep in the sukkah? Quick English, yeah, okay.
What? Not
what did I say?
It's
not Aida. Not yet, okay. That's what I'm learning it.
Why do you not have to leave it?
What? What? We'll get back to that. Al Kapanim. Yeah, so because definitely the right thing is that you belong in the Sukkah. And you're supposed to be sleeping in the Sukkah. Now, the Kesha is like this. The question you get every year is two questions. This one to be shining. What's the Shana to be shining? The Shana Rishayna, is there a din that they don't have to sleep in the sukkah or not? And it doesn't make a difference or not. So the Sama that is a vikuach, what's the gedda of Shana Rishayna? Sama, what's the Shana Rishayna like? Mazah? Where does it come from? What's the Shana Rishayna? The Bible. What does it say in the Bible? What is it? Don't go to war. Shana Rishayna. Besides for Mechamas Mitzvah, right? Shanachas, that's what it's talking about. Now, is there any Indian of like, can I find America to go over a Hasana or
learn out of
town? Or, you know. So there is a Mechalikis about it. The Chai Adam, Nishmas Adam, Taka goes at this din, you have to be, you shouldn't stam zeliv, you shouldn't leave stam l'schayro, let's just say you can leave in the night, so there's some safe in Tshuva, most of all that. It's not a dinner, you have to be home. It means Samecher, you don't go to war. Rather, there's no Indian and Chiv. And Koskin, we deal with the mitzvah. Rather, one could go ahead to go do a mitzvah and limotsanu that is. Just thinking, we saw a lot about the mitzvah, Aina for a mitzvah. What do we see? And Nida? Mitzvah. What's Makar? You promise? Aindays of the thing. Why says that if a guy has the Lel Mikvah, he's not allowed to travel when it's the Lel Mikvah. But if you're going for a Dvar Mitzvah, then you're little. So that's about the Mitzvah Zoyna for a Dvar Mitzvah. So it's part of that, you're able to go sleep in a Sukkah. So Shem Zahn writes, Leish Shemana, such a thing. Also, even if Rehan Kanievsky, Leish Shemana, such a thing. And that Shana Rishayna should be, quote-unquote, a Heter. And there's no such a Heter. Now, the Ikesha is like this. The only Heter really is Mitzvah Mitzvah. So there are some people, let's say Amira Matzli, like, if like their wife's not there, they won't be able to sleep. There are people like that? What? Oh, he didn't sleep at the residence lifter? What? What did he say? There are people like that. There are people like that. Upside is like they need somebody there, and if somebody's not there, they can't sleep. So they're alone, they're Pasha Mitzvah. They're that category, they're Pasha Mitzvah. And then for that, they can be potter. Now, there's another segment of the population, which is they're fine sleeping alone, but the wife's not happy. So you're not Mitzvah, but your wife's Mitzvah. So the question is, what's going to be the gather of that? Now, every single wife wants to sleep with her husband, right? If not, there's something wrong, right? That's a normal thing, right? Husband and wife sleep together, right? So no wife's thrilled about it. Obviously, she's not going to be happy about it. The question is, what level? There are ladies, more than men, who, if husband's not there, they can't sleep. So now, then she's not going to be sleeping the whole night. So that's much more, whatever. So then, in that type of situation, you're going to be mitzvah, then she's mitzvah. So basically, what? Not the Shabbat. It's depending on their emotional strength. And then, whatever, what a makeup is. Nothing to do with nothing to do with Shabbat. It's totally in the Tava. Chlana. But
that goes in business.
Sure. Wow, we're talking about. What do you say? He goes to Uman, so like, ma. Like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? But, so usually, basically, there's a very common shayla. Usually, I'm a chayv them to go, you know, people go by, tell them they have to sleep like the first night, see what happens. You play by ear. She's mom, she can't. She never, you know, the first time you do it, like, it's, right? Did you ever, I will pick anybody, do you ever, you only married like a year, you probably never slept without your wife, right? On Sukkot, is what I'm saying, but okay, besides that, I'm saying. But, like a lot of couples, like, they never separate, right? You know, as I say, for a husband going to a chassid and a wife going to a chassid, like, you know, they never do it. But, like, what they do it, say, most people, it's not that, right? It's not, okay, usually a lot of times, the closer you are to being a bacher. That's a, okay. But, anyhow, basically, guys, you belong in the Sukkot. And he says, basically starts it with Sukkot. Well, not if your wife. If you can't handle it, your wife, mom's can handle it. Here, we can make him a star. But beside a person that belongs in a sukkah, but that Kyle, when people go, oh, you have to sleep in a sukkah, yes, you have to sleep in a sukkah. Now, they come back the second day, the wife didn't sleep all night, you can't handle like the falling apart, and this is like Chorban Bayit Shlishi. Then. What do you say?
Let's say basically they sleep with other people there. So some nights you sleep in the sukkah, some nights you don't sleep in the sukkah. I'm going to have my sleep in the sukkah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Huh? There's nothing wrong with that. The Gedder of Sneha says don't do a Maisa, which is, you don't have to publicize it, but you're doing Kedarka, you're just doing the regular normal Mahalich Yelich, Mahalich, and the fact that somebody's going to chop, that's not considered a chsern, unless there is a serious level of mitzvah. And I'm going to get eating in the sukkah, it's getting a little late.
If you're with your wife, you don't need to go back out.
Why? Okay, so in terms of that is, if you're with your wife, it says you do not have to go back. You sleep till Leis HaShachar.
He doesn't really chal whether you're up or...
What do you say?
He's not chal whether you're Shachar or not.
Gather is, that's more of a gather, I would say, that's a gather of Mitzar, I think. It's a gather. I mean, right, because of that. You know, it's Tesha came to do a Mitzar, a combination of those two things together, besides that, and I'll say Hamshach Mitzar, and I think that's going to be a gather. Huh? What did it mean? I hear. Okay, I don't know. We're running out of time over here. I guess maybe at the end of Seder tomorrow, I'll just